What happened with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt?
We're going to see if we can find out what went wrong, or at least what happened with Brandy and Gabe. Going to start with Brandy this morning. How you doing, Brandy? Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
We're good. Thanks for joining us. Of course, you got a hold of us and told us a little bit about what had happened between you and Gabe, and you want to know what happened, why you haven't been hearing from him. So why don't you give us a little rundown here of what's been going on between the two of you?
Okay, I gotta be honest, I feel totally ridiculous. Like, I can't believe I'm actually talking with you guys.
We hear that a lot.
Yeah, that's
alright. Go ahead.
Well, okay, so Gabe and I have been going out for over a month, and I thought that everything was going great. Like, I think that, you know, we both really, you know, have felt that there is great potential and that this is going somewhere. And we seem to be on the same page in what we were, you know, looking for. I mean, he's fun. He's a great guy. He's hot, funny. And the list just goes on and on. And I sort of, you know, checked off all my boxes of what I was looking for. And I thought that I did the same for him. And I felt like we had just sort of moved past that seeing each other to dating each other, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, there's a difference, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, sure. You're in a kind of relationship,
yeah.
You're thinking.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right. Like, it felt more serious than just a fling or something casual like that. And I don't know what happened. He's totally vanished on me. And there is no reason that I can think of that made it happen. And I don't know how you're going from having a chance at something good to not only throwing it aside, but just going MIA like this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's rude, and I'd really like an explanation. I'm ticked, but I'm also hoping that there's a valid reason, because I'd really, really like to see, you know, what we had continue.
Okay.
Fair enough. I mean, especially if it'd been a month, I think that's, you get an explanation for a month,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, you should.
Don't you?
You should know.
Okay. We get Gabe's side of things now. Hi, Gabe.
How's it going?
Good. All right. So you were listening in with Brandy, and you heard her side of things. She was telling us that you guys have been dating for at least a month, and she thought, she thought things were going great. She hasn't been hearing from you. Even to us, that seems like a long time to just ghost somebody. So what's going on here, Gabe? Why are you not texting her back or calling her back? What happened?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm really disappointed how it all turned out, too. I mean, I thought we had something really special. And but then something kind of happened, and this told me a little bit about who she really was. And it really bothered me. So I kind of realized that she wasn't the person I thought she was.
Okay.
Okay. Well, is this something you can tell us what she did?
Okay. I mean, well, you know, we had been dating for over a month, and, you know, things were going great. But then here's what happened. She went on this girls' trip to Kansas City. And, you know, I thought it was really sweet. Like, she called me the first night that she got there. And then she texted me, like, the very next day in the afternoon. And, you know, she was thinking about me, and I was thinking about her the whole time. So, you know, I was really glad. I was like, wow, this is really progressing.
Okay.
And then Sunday she came back, and we were hanging out. And, you know, I kind of asked her that, like, hey, any crazy stories from KC question? And she was like, no, not really. But then at the end she's like, oh, but, you know, at one point some guy did ask to buy my panties for $100, and then I agreed.
Oh,
so,
her!
Oh, right, someone paid her $100
for
her underwear.
Yeah, and I thought she was joking. You know, it was like just seemed weird. But you know, I'd missed it so much that night that like I was kind of clouded about it. And I was still kind of processing what happened. You know.
Yeah.
And then when she left, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I'm like, you gave some stranger your underwear for $100, and it just kind of made her seem kind of cheap. You know, and the more and more I thought about it, the more pissed I got, you know, and I just didn't feel like she even deserved an explanation why I didn't text her back. Like, she's selling her panties to a weirdo for like $100, and it just felt like that she made this decision to kind of disrespect us, so I just didn't feel like I had to be courteous back to her, you know?
Okay.
Wow.
So, Brandy, let's clear up. Did you really sell your panties to somebody for $100?
Right. First of all, this has been blown totally out of proportion. It was just like a silly, funny thing. And he's making it sound like this like scandalous thing that it was not. It wasn't like some creep just came up to me or something. It was part of some bachelor party thing. And my friends thought it was really like hilarious. And I did, too. It was really, really innocent than you made it sound. And it wasn't even like a good pair of panties, quite honestly. It was just an easy $100 that paid for my friends and I at the bar. Like, that's it.
Oh, man. I'm going back to, like, my 20-something self, and I think I probably would have sold my underwear, too.
For $100?
Yeah, I mean,
$100 is a lot of money.
It's disrespectful, though. You know, you don't think so?
Even if you were in a relationship? Well, first of all, let me ask you, you know, Gabe is you told us, Brandy, you kind of thought you were in a relationship a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
It just made me think, like, well, what would she do for $200?
Oh, my God. Now was being disrespectful. I didn't do anything that I'm ashamed of. I didn't do anything that made me think, you know, later on, wow, I should have done that. Like, it was just fun, you know? The guy was, like, filling a whatever, you know, hunt on a bachelor party. Like, that's all it is.
Yeah,
I cannot make that point enough. And my friends would totally agree.
Well, okay. Now, this is not going to make...
I couldn't disagree more, though. I mean, it's kind of demeaning. Like, she don't let this guy treat her like a prostitute.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Here's the thing. I see Brandy's point here of having fun with all of this. I mean, seriously, thinking about my 20-something-year-old self, I probably would have done the same
thing.
Can
I ask
what
a question, though?
What I wouldn't have done, though,
okay,
was told Gabe about it. I wouldn't have told him about it. Probably because...
That makes it worse to
me. Do you think it does?
I don't like lying.
But it's not lying.
Yeah, it is. It's omission.
Omission.
Same thing. Yeah.
It is the same thing, yeah.
Yeah,
that, saying, like, what
you know what? It didn't even occur to me to lie to my friend or whatever. It wasn't even a big deal. Yeah. And quite frankly, you know, Gabe, we're not even exclusive. Like, you haven't even asked me to be your girlfriend.
Oh.
Like, we're dating, and I'm really glad that we're dating. But, you know, this didn't feel like something, like, I couldn't do because I have a really serious boyfriend. It just was, like, funny and silly and no big deal.
I'm actually better with it that she told him. I am.
Yeah?
I mean, I feel like at least he's got to make... I mean, she didn't hide it.
Yeah.
By the way, I am curious. Did you just do it right there on the floor? Or did you go into the bathroom?
Yeah, went into the bathroom,
okay,
of course.
Yeah.
We didn't have an exclusive underwear deal, that's what she's saying.
I did swap a Christmas sweater with a guy.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Christmas underwear, maybe.
All right.
All right, I don't know. Is this really a deal breaker for you, Gabe? I mean, she told you.
It is.
Okay.
She's fine with doing something like that. I'm not fine with her.
You know what? I'm actually just glad that I know that then, because, like, obviously, you're way too possessive and jealous, and I don't want to date someone who doesn't trust me at all, so forget it.
Okay.
Right. Perfect.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Look, guys have a thing. We want our girls to be fun, but just with us.
I like that.
It's true. Well, it's true. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right, and it's certainly not fair if it's not the other way around as well. You know,
right.
I mean, you should, if you expect it, you should act that way too.
That is true.
So I'm not defending it, other than I'm just saying I think it's true.
Okay.
Am I right, Gabe? Is that really what it is?
You're totally right.
Okay. All right. All right.
You guys are done, I take it then.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no,
okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate you guys telling your sides of the story.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming on, Gabe. And Brandy, thanks for reaching out. I guess
thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Yeah, how much more underwear were you able to buy with the $100, though, by the way?
Oh, we spent that all at the bar.
Okay, all right. I'm not helping at this point.
I like it.
I'm not helping at this point.
No,
all right.
You're not.
You guys take care. Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate it, okay?
Thank you.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, Winner 2.5.